I need more help, Raj.
Dwayne, I've got to study for my finals. Boy, I got to help you study, help Dee study. Where am I going to find the time to make some money for next semester's books?
Raj, did you put an ad in the newspaper to tutor foreign students in English?
Yeah, and 7 people called.
What happened?
I don't know. I couldn't understand what they were saying.
I get it.
Fellas, which one of you is Roger Thomas?
Oh, I am. What can I do for you?
The snake.
Roger, I'm Ed Finley. You've heard of Fair Ed Finley's fine cars down on Central?
Oh, yeah.
The snake.
Fellas, I want you to meet one of the best basketball players ever to come down the pike. Terry Simpson, better known as...
The snake. Hey, glad to meet you, snake man. I saw you score those 50 points against Long Beach last week. Tell me, man, how'd you do it?
Well, I guess I was just lucky.
Oh, lucky? Well, 10 jump shots, 16 free throws, and 7 layups. Right, Snake?
I think there was more like...
You think? Hey, what are we all standing up for? Well, have a seat, fellas. Make yourselves at home. Yeah, now that you're all comfortable, can I get you guys anything?
Not for me.
I have an apple.
Later, kid. Roger! I'll get right down to the hubcaps, as we say in the car business. I suppose you've heard of Northern University.
Oh, yeah.
Big Blue Bombers. Well, I'm a Big Blue Bomber booster. You see, we've given the snake an athletic scholarship to go up and play for us next season.
Hey. Oh, wow, that's great. Congratulations, Snake.
Hey, man, how's it feel to be playing for a big university?
Hey, I can hardly...
Oh, hey, he's really excited about it, aren't you, Steve?
Sure, and I can't wait till I get there.
Yeah, but there's only one problem. He still has to graduate from City College down here.
Right, I've been having trouble with my...
Sure, you have. And that's where you come in, Roger. We saw your tutoring ad in the paper.
Yeah, what I really need is...
Snake has a final exam next week, and he needs some help with his English.
I can understand that. He doesn't get much time to speak it.
You know, Snake, he's got a point there.
That's right, Mr. Finley. Whenever...
Hold that thought, Snake. Roger. The Snake wants to play basketball, and that's his right. But here in America, a man should be able to make his own decisions and choose his own career.
Yeah, I'd like to be an astronaut.
Here, forget it, kid. So, what do you say, Roger? You want to help the Snake pass that final exam next Monday?
I'd love to.
Oh, great, great. I'll just leave you to get started. Son... We need the snake real bad. With him, we could get into the playoffs. You know, national TV, Howard Cosell, the whole bit, right?
Right! Hey, you can count on me, sir.
Oh, good, good, good. You take care of us, we'll take care of you.
Okay. Oh, Mr. Finley, the one thing, my tutoring fee is $3 an hour.
$3 an hour.
Okay, $2.50.
Roger. You're getting $5 an hour. And here's 4 hours in advance.
Well, thank you, Mr. Finley.
Oh, forget it. Remember? You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
Hey, check this out. A $20 itch.
Okay, Raj. Here's a math problem I'll need your help with.
Okay, Dee, but this has to be the last problem now. Come on, give it to me.
Okay. Mr. Smith has 1/2 acre of lawn, and his wife has a rose garden. Mr. Jones has a full acre of lawn and his wife grows petunias.
Right, right. So Mr. Smith's wife's name is Rose and Mr. Jones is married to Petunia.
No, Raj. You're confused.
You'd be confused, too. I've been tutoring so many people, I've forgotten who I am or who I'm talking to.
Maybe you ought to get some sleep.
I can't. After I get through with you, I gotta get back to the snake. You know, I was with him till 2 in the morning.
Oh, yeah? How's he doing?
Not too well. I have to begin with the basics.
Grammar and spelling?
Mm-mm. Clay and finger paints. Look, I haven't got all night. Now, did you do your homework and memorize all the reproductive parts of the flower?
Reproductive parts of a flower? I didn't even know flowers messed around.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm studying botany and you're studying math.
Rog, you're weird.
Dee, do you want my help or not?
Okay, try this one.
Okay, lay it on me.
Rog gets paid $5 an hour to tutor a basketball player and stays up with him all night. Therefore, he has no time to study for his own finals and flunks out of school. How long will Mama whip Raj?
No, 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 Snake. Now, let me explain it to you one more time. A pronoun is not a noun that takes money. A pronoun is...
Hey, I don't want to disturb you guys,
then but... don't disturb us.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
A pronoun is...
But there's a basketball game on.
Snake. Dwayne, please. We're trying to study.
Okay. But it's UCLA and USC in the playoffs.
All right.
Snake. Study. Passing.
How you can stand here when that's going on in there? I don't understand.
Dwayne...
Oh, now that you explain it that way.
Okay, now let's go back to nouns. Now, the subject of a sentence is usually a noun, and a noun is a person, place, or thing.
Right!
Good. Okay, now, I want you to find the noun in this sentence. The party begins at 9 o'clock.
Now, person, place, or thing. The party begins at 9 o'clock. The thing. The clock!
Wrong. But you're on the right track, and I'm sure you're gonna get there, okay? Hey, I tell you, let's skip nouns for a minute and go straight to adjectives. They're much easier.
Right on.
Okay. All right. Now, adjectives describe a noun. If a noun is a car, then blue would describe it.
Gotcha.
All right, now give me a sentence using an adjective.
Sentence. I took my car to the party.
Blue car.
I don't have a blue car.
Oh, what color is your car?
Oh, it's kind of reddish, but it's a little more rust. It's got gold racing stripes. It's got four on the floor.
Snake, snake. Whatever the color is, use your car at the party.
At the party, Nancy and I sneaked out and got into the back seat of my car.
Snake, 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 snake. No, no, no.
That's what she said.
Just missed the play of the year. Man Thompson came down with the ball, right? And then he boxed out Wilson, spun and put it between his legs, leaving Wilson standing like a fool. And then he drove to the baseline, spun up with a left-handed slam dunk, 2 points for the Bruins.
All right!
All right. Hey.
Back to English. Let's see. Verbs. Now, a verb is... Oh, boy. Now what? Oh, Mr. Finley.
Hey, Roger.
Hey, Snake. How's he treating you?
You're fine, sir.
Great, great.
So, how is he coming along?
Coming along. Snake, why don't you go in the bedroom and watch TV with Dwayne Rerun?
Oh, sure, Rog. Bedroom is a noun. Rerun is a thing.
Mr. Finley, could you have a seat?
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Finley, I'm going to give it to you straight. The snake has been improving, but I doubt if he'll know enough to pass that test by Monday.
Snake? Oh.
And then there's another problem, too. You see, I've been spending so much time helping the snake with his exams, I haven't had time to study for my own final exams.
I understand. Look, I don't want your grades to suffer because of the snake. Well, you've worked hard, and I appreciate it. By the way, I owe you some money.
Oh, yeah, about that money. You don't even have to...
12 hours at 5 an hour, $60.
Oh, thank you.
And here's an extra 5 as a bonus.
Oh, no, Mr. Finley, you don't have to do this. Mr. Finley, $500? Oh, no, Mr. Finley, you made a big mistake.
No, no mistake. It's all yours. Roger, you're a very smart and bright kid, and someday you're going to be somebody.
Oh, thank you.
On the other hand, the snake is just a ball player, and that's all he's ever going to be.
Oh, I can't agree with you there, sir.
Sure you can, kid. Listen. If you spend all your time helping the snake, you won't be able to pass your own exams. I'm looking out for you, son. I like you.
But what about this money, Mr.?
Oh, that. I want you to spend just one more hour helping the snake.
One more hour? Mr. Finley, you have a great sense of humor.
Huh?
That is really funny. Imagine me earning $500 an hour.
Imagine you going down to that English class and taking the test for the snake. Think about it. I'll be back in an hour.
Raj, why didn't you tell Finley right away that you weren't going to take that test?
I don't know. I guess I was in a state of shock.
If he gave this to me, I'd be in the state of Hawaii.
Raj, let's end this. You can't take that test for $500. That's cheating. Now just tell Finley $5,000 or nothing. Now take me home because it's late and I'm getting cranky.
Dee, it's not that simple. If I don't take the test for Snake, he'll flunk out of school.
I agree.
But if I tutor you and Dee and Snake, then I'll flunk out of school.
I agree.
But if I just take the test, then I can have the time to tutor you and Dee and study myself.
I agree.
Dwayne, all disagreeing isn't helping anything.
I agree.
I've got the answer.
What?
Get yourself a tutor.
I get it.
What's happening, Snake?
Hey, Rerun.
Hey,
Dwayne, D. Raj, Mr. Finley told me about you taking the test for me.
Yeah, I gotta talk to you about that, Snake. You know, Snake, if you cheat on that exam, you're going to be cheating yourself out of an education. I mean, there is more to life than a basketball.
Not to me.
Come here, let me explain it to you. What's that?
My knee.
Right. Now, I want you to imagine that I am Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. It's a big game, and in the final seconds, the score is tied. So you and I go up for a rebound.
Yeah, D, and then head fake right, head fake left.
Sit down, Dwayne. Now, coming down with the rebound, I land on your knee. And it's injured so bad that you can't play ball anymore. Then where are you? Get my point?
Yeah.
See, Snake, what Dee's trying to say is that an injury could end your career in a second. And without an education, you might end up like a lot of those ex-athletes who are janitors or ticket takers at some stadium.
Yeah.
Raj, I have an idea. Dwayne and I can make out all right by ourselves, so you could just drop us and work with the Snake.
Brilliant idea.
Of course. I'm a brilliant person.
Hey, Snake, if you and I work together, you could really learn something. And then you could pass that test yourself. Well, what do you say?
All right.
Mr. Finley.
Hi, Roger. Think it over?
Yep, and I've decided the Snake will do all right.
Oh, good. I knew you'd do it. You're my kind of people, Roger. Snake, did you hear that? Roger's joined the team.
No, I haven't. There's no way I'm going to take that test, Mr. Finley. And what you're asking me to do is unethical.
Hey, kid, this is the real world. If you want ethics, join the Osmond family. Can you believe him?
Yes, sir, Mr. Finley. I can believe all of them. They care about me.
Snake, don't make a mistake. You need me.
No, I don't, Mr. Finley. You don't care about me or Raj. You're just trying to buy yourself a winning team. I know that now. I'm going to get my degree first. Then I'll play basketball.
Listen, kid. By the time you get your degree, you might be too old to play basketball.
Well, Mr. Finley, I'm going to try. Here's your money back. Go buy yourself another sucker.
Oh, Snake!
My friends call me Snake. You can call me Mr. Simpson.
Yeah. Take off.
Now, I really gotta pass that test.
Hey, Snake, you and I are gonna lock ourselves in this room for 2 days and study. Now, you can do it.
Yeah, and we're all behind you 100%.
Thanks, Dee.
Yeah, Snake, you gotta pass that test for me.
For you?
Yeah, Dee just bet me $5 that Snake would flunk.
All right. All right, Snake, let's go over what we learned so far, okay?
Okay.
Now, tell me, what is a noun?
A noun is a person, place, or
thing.
Right!
All right. Now, remember, an adjective describes a noun. So, in the sentence, the brown banana is spoiled, which word is the adjective?
The brown banana is spoiled.
Come on, which word is the adjective?
Hey, I'm sorry, Raj. I'll never get this stuff. Mr. Finley was right. Only thing I can do is play basketball. I'm just a big, dumb jock.
Snake, look, you are not dumb. The problem is no one has ever made you study, that's all.
I know. Usually they put me in classes like music appreciation.
Music appreciation?
Yeah, they say, would you like to hear some music? And I say, I'd appreciate that. And they give me an A.
Oh, brother. Hey, I got an idea. Snake, what is this?
My basketball.
Hey, that's pretty good. But what is a basketball? The person, place, or thing?
It's a thing. And that would make it a noun.
Right. Now, what do you do with your basketball?
Sleep with it.
Snake, besides that.
I dribble it. And dribble is a verb.
Right. Now, do you dribble it slowly or quickly?
Are you kidding? I can make this sucker lay down, roll over, and bring me the morning paper.
All right, that's good. But do you dribble it slowly or quickly?
Dribble is a verb, so quickly would be an adverb.
You got it, Snake!
Hey, I did it! Didn't I, Rod? Oh, man, I'm so
Oh, let's take taking the snake so long? I mean, he took that test an hour ago.
Give it to us straight, Rod. You think he passed that test?
Yes, I do, Dwayne. You know, I crammed 2 years of English into him in 2 days. We studied for 48 hours straight.
48 hours? How did you keep him awake that long?
I used a technique that only the snake would understand.
What's that?
The next time you want something, try raising your hand. Don't do that here.
But I wasn't talking to you. I was talking about the snake.
Snake, 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 snake. Snake, 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 snake. That's all I've been hearing. Snake, snake, snake. When am I gonna meet this guy? You know, I could show him a thing or two about basketball. Because, you know, I used to be all league in high school. Yes, sir. You want to see me pass a bowl of chili behind my back?
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Snake.
Snake, this is Shirley. Shirley, this is Snake.
Hi, Shirley. Hi. Rod, shake hands with the happiest guy in the world.
Congratulations. Obviously, you passed.
No, I flunked.
If you flunked, why are you so happy?
Hey, I'm happy because of all of you guys. For the first time in my life, somebody helped me. Not because I was a big shot athlete, but because you cared about me as a person.
Yeah, but you flunked out of school, Snake.
D, you can't change a person into a student overnight. What you guys did was to show me that I don't have sweat socks for brains. Maybe I didn't get all the answers, but for the first time, I knew all the questions. And next time, I'll get it all.
Next time?
Yeah. I really would like to go to night school. I know I can make up my grades. But with Mr. Finley gone, I don't know where I'll get the tuition money.
Hey, wait a minute, Snake. We could use some help around here. That's if you want to work, you know.
Sure, I'll do anything.
Okay, you can get started. Clear this table for me.
All right.
No, babe, no, you don't understand what I'm saying. Come here, honey. Don't everybody scream at him. He'll get nervous. But look, honey, what I'm talking about now is clear the table. So we all put it back down. That's where you got it.
Yo, man, where's the snake?
I don't know.
I thought he was in the kitchen.
You think he's in? Oh, there he is. Hey, man of the hour. Congratulations.
Hey, thanks, man.
Okay, here's your honor rerun. Hey, the rest of y'all can be up in a minute. Hey, what's all this I hear about congratulations?
I made a B minus on my first night school English test.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, Mr. Finley said you were a loser. You really came through in the stretch.
Hear, hear.
Yeah, it proves you gotta have faith.
Hear, hear.
You know, that reminds me of a story my mother once told me about my grandfather. See, he once had faith in a horse, and he took every penny that he and my grandmother had saved, and he bet it on the horse. Mm-hmm. My grandmother told him not to do it, but he did it anyway with every penny because he had faith in the horse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the day of the race came, and he went up into the grandstand, and he watched.
Well, what happened?
Oh, well, the horse broke its leg, and my grandmother shot my grandfather.